You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thank you for joining us for this episode number 979. So glad that you're with us. Really appreciate it as always.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. We also appreciate we're doing podcasts a little bit differently now. Mm-hmm. I know 90% of you still listen to the show rather than watch the show, but you may be intrigued to watch the show because now we have a little bit more. How do I say this, Rob? Complex system.
Production quality, perhaps?
Of production. Yeah, production quality is definitely a lot better. That is for damn sure. Because now we can do cool things like show you our website and say, hey, like right now, I don't have to wait for this to be edited. I'm scrolling through the website myself. You can still see me on the bottom right of the screen as I'm scrolling through our website. So when I'm like, hey, you want to check out our upcoming events? Well, click the events page, and then it's going to show you that we've got mapping training coming up in Seattle, Washington. That class should actually be sold out. I mean, it's there.
It's very close. But, one or two spots left.
Flight Mastery in Breston, and then the public safety training is on here as well. And just so you know, this is about to be populated with a lot more events that are coming up over the year. So,
well, and we should also plug Jason's class there in Reston. If you're somebody that's looking for a full day of in-depth training on how to be a better pilot, that'd be a great option for you. And Jason's fantastic. Really great trainer, patient guy, and has been a successful photographer for a long, long time. He does some really incredible work.
He actually flies drones in one of the most difficult areas in the world to fly drones. So, and he does a very good job at it. So check out his Flight Mastery training. It is multiple exercises through the obstacle course to help you gain confidence and make better decisions in flight. All right, well, let's go ahead and play today's question, which is brought to you by Drone U Events.
Hello, this is Desi. Drone Diva Desi, and I have a question that I don't think has been addressed for a while. I would like to get a little bit of information on selling your photos. So I recently had a client that was happy with my video and happy with the photos that I gave them. Yippee! And they've asked me about selling them. So I've gone through and did the metadata that you've recommended in the past. So all of my photos have that metadata in it. But I was wondering if you could touch a little bit more on maybe putting some copyright notices in it, how you would establish a website, what's the best way to go about selling them. Any information that way would be great. Thank you. And you're fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Desi. If you are listening to the show right now, we are actually showing a picture of Desiree Eckstein as she is taking off from the wrong landing pad, Desi. Come on. Come on.
Oof.
Wrong landing pad.
Oof, yeah.
I'm going to send you a landing
that
pad
hurts.
Now.
That's painful.
I'm hurt now. I showed the wrong picture.
Oops.
Maybe I'll make us bigger.
Now what do we do?
Okay, there. We could just see your head. Anyway, Desi, great question. You know, I know, Rob, you've been seeing a lot more of these panos that I've been doing around the office.
You show the one that you showed me this morning, or is that not ready to show?
Which one did I show you this morning?
The sky. The sky that was lit up on the west side of the... of Albuquerque.
I don't think I have that here. I'll airdrop it to myself and then you can see it on the screen. Airdrop. So Desi's asking, you know, hey, I want to print my pictures, right? And I want to be able to do that from the website. So here is the photo, Rob. This was taken yesterday afternoon.
Look at that.
And this is another reason you're probably going to want to watch the show. This is from the Mavic 2 Pro. And this is as the rain is coming in, as the sun sets over the volcanoes. And it just makes it look like a orange wall of rain.
It's beautiful. How much editing is in that?
Actually, not very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Just phone level editing?
If phone level editing, and the way that you can tell is the pixelation in the sky. If I had edited this for desktop, aka not Instagram, you wouldn't see all that pixelation in the sky. I just wanted to show that there's actually a legitimate freaking funnel cloud over the middle of Albuquerque. Like, that is a funnel cloud. That is where tornadoes come from.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the circular nature of that right over us.
So if you want to be showcasing your photos and videos on your website and drop shipping them, that's the question we're talking about today, right?
Yeah.
So Desi wants to know, you know, what services can I use? Well, this morning I reached out to a couple of my good friends, Aldrin, who has a YouTube channel. He sells a lot of prints like I do. And I'll be honest with you, I actually just recently, when I was in New Smyrna Beach, had someone who was just a friend of a friend ask if she could have a print of my New Smyrna Beach photo. Let me, I'll pull that up too. It's so crazy that now I can do all this fun stuff. This New Smyrna Beach.
Our podcast just went from an average of 15 minutes to an average of 25.
Yeah, so there's the photo. Long story short is I ended up with a client who just wanted to buy this photo. She's willing to pay, I think it was like $400 per print. And typically what I do, I know that we've been kind of waffling around, kind of getting slow to start, I'm sorry. What I do is I typically print my stuff up out at Sam's Club. I love the pricing at Sam's Club. I always wait for the sales and then print out a bunch of stuff like I did. Mm-hmm. But some of the panos that I have been wanting to print are honestly just too big and they don't work well on Sam's Club's website. So I've been actually going to other services to get my stuff printed out. My wife does all the signage for Facebook here locally. So I actually just went to her and was like, hey, I need some printouts. But even though she's a super high-end scale printer, I did notice that her level of printing wasn't as good as Sam's Club. I'm glad she doesn't listen to the show. So I mean, I'm dead serious about this.
Well, it's not like she's the one doing the work, right?
No, it's true. But even she was like, she's like, I don't think you sent me a very big photo because it's really pixelated. And I like go in and I'm like, it's 167 megapixels.
Oh my God.
And because it's 21 photos stacked together.
Oh, right.
And and she's like, oh, well, size shouldn't be the problem.
That's what she said.
Oh, you were just waiting for that's what she said joke. Anyway,
it's the only one I've done this year.
Long story short, I have been wanting to print my own panos as well, and printing stuff just direct from my website. And Desi has a great question here. Is like, if I want to create more autonomous services in my business and I want to be able to sell these photos that are on prints, you know, what options do you have? So switching over really quick back to the computer, we've got a couple of different options that I just want to show you really fast. There's Photo Shelter, Zenfolio, Smug Mug, and obviously we've got to showcase Squarespace. Here's my Squarespace website right there. I use Squarespace, but I do not have any sort of autonomous process to, if someone goes on my website, they want to order a print, they want to get a print, you know, what do they do? Well, they have to like write me and say, hey, I want a print. This is not something I've ever set up. I probably should set it up.
But to clarify really, really quick for Desi, I'm sure you know, but many of you may not, that Squarespace is answering the question of the website.
Yes.
Right? Versus the mode of selling them per se.
And here's what I like about Squarespace. Because I do have a Squarespace website, I can totally put up some of my pictures for sale and put them up as a download, which is no extra expense for my site, or I can put them up as something for sale, as a physical product. The only issue is that I would actually have to add a physical product for each size of print that I wanted to offer, essentially.
So do these sites that you're about to get into, do they offer the system for doing that?
Some of them do. The one that I've noticed that does is called Photo Shelters. I'll go back over here. This is Photo Shelter. And what this does is it allows you to actually have a custom domain. It's got SEO tools. So if you don't have a website and you just want to build a website and you want to be able to sell your prints digitally and over print, Photo Shelter seems to be what most people are using.
Oh, so you wouldn't need Squarespace in that case. You just go do it all here.
You do it all here, yeah. Huh. But with Squarespace, if you already have a Squarespace website, can you integrate these other programs into it? Yes, you can. You can also integrate Shopify, but remember, Shopify is not going to be an autonomous system. You would take the order in, get the print printed yourself, and then send it out or drop ship it.
And this can become very burdensome. in terms very quickly, which we've learned through selling landing pads.
Hey, can I at least get public recognition that we have sold out of our landing pads?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. The GCP landing pads have been a big hit.
And I even sold my own set, okay? Did I not?
Anywho. You definitely want to get it set up as an autonomous process from the very beginning. Don't say, well, I'll do it myself until it reaches a certain level. Don't even mess with that. Start off autonomously if at all possible.
And I will say, just in trying to get these three prints done for this client in Florida, it has been a bear. It's taken me like 8 weeks. I'm really late. The issue is too, and this is what I was going to go into, is that some of my photos are so large, I can't appropriately scale them or print them correctly, which is something that everyone needs to really look into whenever they sign up with these services. I would have some test prints done, especially of panos, just to make sure that they size correctly. Mm. You also want to make sure what is the best, you know, upload size, what's the best type of upload file. There's so many questions there. And that being said, when I tried to print that particular pano of New Smyrna Beach, Sam's Club did not like it at all. Hmm. So I had to go to Sarah, get it printed out. So this is something you should be aware of. Anyway, getting back into it, there are other sites like Smug Mug and Zenfolio that actually work in your site. You can actually build them into your site. And you can have them drop ship images directly to your clients. Now, here's the thing. For me, adding a couple extra products onto my Squarespace website is really not that hard. But like you say, Rob, the more work that I do up front, the more time I save in the end. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I mean, it's probably a better idea to utilize something like Smug Mug, Zenfolio, which is great. It'll work into my website right now. Or Photo Shelter, which, by the way, everyone that I've talked to so far is saying Photo Shelter is the best.
Hmm. And you're talking to people that are actually using these sites, right?
Yes. Yep. I got three responses today, other than Vic, who didn't respond to me. In fact, he says he doesn't even sell online, and he's strictly a file sharer. So don't forget, too, some of these sites, like Photo Shelter, can also do sharing of your images, so digital downloads, which, yes, you can do that through Squarespace as well, but there are just, you know, a lot more features in these other sites. And the other sites allow for that autonomous selling of things. It's just that when you set up these autonomous systems, test them. You've got to test them. Print out a pano, print out a portrait, print out a, I was going to say hamburger style photo, but just a wide photo.
What does that mean?
You know, hamburger, hot dog?
Oh.
No?
No.
Okay. When you're folding paper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind.
I got that part.
Okay. Well, that's what I was meant. Referencing.
So landscape versus portrait?
Thank you.
Okay. Tired.
Well, we got through that one. Anyway, so make sure you test these systems. Make sure they integrate with your website. Really critical. And again, there is actually a place where you can get a discount on all of these systems. It's called photosharingreviews.com, and they have Photo Shelter compares Zenfolio versus Photo Shelter. And there's a coupon for 10% off. I don't know if it works, but it's actually a very good review about the features and the differences in these particular setups, because some people are like, well, what about videos? If I want to sell a video file, Photo Shelter doesn't do that. Zenfolio does. So I think the answer here is you really need to focus on, you know, she's asking for systems, autonomous systems to sell prints. You got to think about who's your audience, what types of prints are you selling, and how much volume do you intend to sell? Because if you intend to sell even more than like two per month,
yeah,
I would recommend one of these systems, because, you know, it is going to cost you $50 to $100 a month for Photo Shelter, depending on how you use it. The other thing that I would want to know too, that I would want to be checking into, Rob, is what is the cost for a particular print?
Right.
And are you going to do canvas prints, metal prints, aluminum prints? Are you going to do tri-prints where they have a picture, then put it in three different, you know, blocks?
So when you say cost, let's dig into that a little bit. So you're talking about a couple of things. One is sort of the base cost. If you're going to sell X-sized photo, they're going to
8x11.
8x11. They're going to charge you $50, and will they allow you to charge as much as you want above that? What can your margin be?
That's a good question.
What can your margin be? And then number two, what percentage are they going to take?
Okay, something you need to think about constantly is not only the amount, the physical, you know, charge, the percentage, like, oh, they're going to take 10% of everything. You need to think about, typically, if I'm running another website, am I now, you know, getting charged for the credit transaction and the photo transaction, or is that, are those one in the same? Because with Photo Shelter, and I could be wrong about this, so don't quote me, the thing that I noticed about Photo Shelter is that it puts those together. So it's an 8% flat fee. So that's something to really consider, because, you know, let's say that I create a Shopify account through Squarespace Commerce. Now I'm paying Shopify. Now I'm paying a percentage, and then any material costs to sell.
Right.
So these are all things that you should really be thinking about. I was trying to pull up that other page because it had all those percentage breakdowns. And
oh, one where you were saying you could get a discount through?
Yeah, uh-huh, which is interesting. Good idea. Obviously, history does work. It's just interesting because there's so much that really goes into this. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of questions. So I presume they, or somehow it's automatically watermarked until somebody pays for it, right?
So that's another feature that differentiates, that's different between each individual service, is that some offer custom watermarks and some don't. So, I mean, it's...
But if they don't, what is happening to protect your image? It's just not custom, meaning it's going to be their logo or something? Is that the difference?
Oftentimes, if you sell physical prints, they may not actually have watermarks. So, for example, you were talking about, you know, what does it cost for the print? So you have your monthly $49.99 charge, and then to do a 4x6 value print is 19 cents, or an 8x10 is $2 flat.
Value print, is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Let me put it to you this way, Rob. If I ever want stuff printed out, you know where I go?
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. It's just so easy.
Yeah, but again, you're not going to be able to automate that. Is that the right, what's the right word?
If I were to use if this,
automate.
I were to use if this then that, I could totally automate it until Sam's Club changed their website. Then it would suck. So I could use if this then that. So this is how it would work. Someone would go into my website, takenflight.com. They would go to a pano and say, "I want that pano." They would purchase that pano. The card would go through. Squarespace has it set up where you can like essentially hit a CSV file in like three separate places, Google Drive, MailChimp, and a couple other services. This way you can automatically thank your customers, add them to a list, add them to a funnel, whatever. But in addition, what you can do is you can use if this then that to say, okay, someone buys something from my site, CSV query goes to Google Drive. Google Drive updates automatically. It sends the information to this key program. Then this program goes to Sam's Club, logs in automatically, fills out the order request, paste, go. But the amount of work to get that all set up is just not worth it.
I was just going to say,
I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I don't want
to
do it.
Listening to you. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Photo Shelter it is.
So then, okay, so...
And also, just to clarify, none of Squarespace or SmugMug or Photo Shelter or Zenfolio, none of them have paid to be on the show, so we are not endorsing anyone, but we're also not being paid to.
And one of the things that I wonder is, obviously, these sites have, I would assume, literally millions of images on them, right?
Yeah.
So how do you get yours to stand out, number one? And so I maybe the metadata in the back helps, metadata helps.
Writing an article about the story about your photos so people understand them, and writing a blog post about that that's keyworded to where the photos are so when people search that. Maybe upload that photo into Google Maps when you're writing a review about a particular place. Okay. That is the ultimate hack. Did you know that?
Of course not.
So... You take a really beautiful, like that picture that I showed, that I took this weekend of Albuquerque rain coming in, right? If I were to just literally throw a massive drone you image on that and then talk about how I went to the tram, and then tram is something that's traveled to a lot, mm-hmm. and I post an image that's really beautiful that was taken from an area by the tram. I live off of tramway. So... I could then throw a huge Drone U logo on that, write an awesome review for the tram, upload that photo, and if that photo gets liked by a bunch of people, which I just go into the bar and ask a bunch of people, hey, can you look up the tram? Check out that image. You think it's cool? I'll buy you beer if you press the like button. Like, I get
that
could
five. Get expensive. Go during happy hour.
True. Get a flight. Get a flight of beers.
That's right.
Okay.
2 ounces.
and then have all those people like that photo. Now it's one of the top photos of the tram. A lot of people click it. A lot of traffic to my website.
So when people Google, I want to ride the tram in Albuquerque, or how much does it cost to ride the tram?
They see my image. Like,
and
they
click on images. Because I've always wondered how those images get chosen to be on the sort of the list. Because there's millions of them, obviously.
They're liked by other people.
But some of those images don't make any sense as to why they would have been liked, right?
True. Now you know about internet trolls. And on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us. Hey, I hope that answers your question about what service to use when it comes to creating a website that has an autonomous feature to sell prints and digital copies of your photography. Hope this helped you, Desiree. And I appreciate you responding about my fly-in poll this weekend. I had a poll this weekend, Rob, about doing another fly-in, much more simplified version so that it would actually be approved by the board. And we couldn't get enough interest for July 13th, but that makes total sense. Middle of the summer, everyone's working. It's you know, drone time, right? Mm-hmm. It really is drone time. And it's also only 2 months away. So we're going to have to do something a little bit further out.
Actually, a good way to market that, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this, is to actually do it early spring, to where we're helping people kind of catapult the busy season.
That's why I think maybe what we should just do is do a fly-in in March or April of next year. Gives us tons of time.
Yeah. Not a full fly-in.
No, no, no. We're not doing that again. It's already been very clear that...
Okay, I just like to clarify, because we're using the same terminology, so...
We are.
I just want to make sure.
Got to keep the name.
That's cool. Just need to redefine the name.
It's still going to be an adventure of flight missions, and that's all that matters. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.